I too will confess, since everyone else has. I too have small portions of elegance and simplicity in me. I admit I love remembering childhood and summer. Glint of water then drying on concrete, listening to birds and radios, thinking briefly of whatever death is, not that dying mattered. At least it did not then. I have no ancestors. I leap and whack the cold surface, fin desperately away from the light until a damp cloth is hung on my head and iron gates sputter shut for the evening. My head is matted with sweat even in October, and I dream of dreadnoughts lined up, soaking their black smog onto the horizon, hulls cumbrous with bins of coal and tonnage of hot shells over the icy chasm of the mist-hooded Atlantic. I dream of a thermos filled with bees. I dream of running away and drinking back my own body as an amber contour. Before dying, I would do this, in the same rainy weather that brought my tremendous shadow into the meadow and wind of the world. I once had a valorous art and a serious habit, and yes, a terrible lust and a promise, a convenient gift, a devotion, time. I dream of storms rushing the shore and long grass flailing the gray. I dream of a zeppelin deflating with a hiss in snowy fields as townspeople arrive with revolvers, breath-building clouds as I snuggle in slush under the flattened air fortress, sniggering at their mustaches. I sleep. I am deranged and crowned with glistening lawns, bulldozed under with diamonds and salvaged glory of grain, composted into heaps of pulp under crumbs and stubborn rubble, only to be unearthed like glitter and rain, married to the world again in a lit cabinet of glances and coughs. I am afraid of being alone. That is not so hard to say anymore. I can admit that, even sober. I am beneath gardens. I am a difficult distance where birds quarrel and sunlight is dazzled by the moon a million times every dusk. I am partly drunk and I want to sing, but I can't get the first notes out, the bits of exquisite emptiness and quenching that must voyage through from elsewhere to me. Diana is already gone into the winter wind. Everything is becoming impossible. A slag heap. Rapid cloud. A clear piss on a wrecked truck in October. Stubble and dirt that seem to glow. I am afraid.